Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello,
lady.
Nine,
11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Here he goes. It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We're all here. Let's see. There's Gandhi. There's Dave Brody. There's Froggy.
Hello.
There's Garrett. Scotty B.
Hello.
And Studio B. And, of course, Danielle is here.
Hello.
Straight Nate. Scary.
Hello.
And, hi, I'm here, too.
what was that?
That's my creepy smile.
Yeah, that was creepy.
It works.
Yeah, it looks like the creepy smile from a guy who had a neck injury.
Yeah.
My neck hurts lately. I don't know.
What about your back?
Yes, and my other things.
Nate, can you tell us what you have planned for your wife today? Because I was texting with her before, and she said, Nate has a special surprise day planned for me. I'm so excited. Ooh, yeah. You better not be disappointing.
Yeah, we're going to Chick-fil-A.
No, I'm taking
her for a massage. We're getting massages.
Ooh.
Then we're going shopping for stuff at, what the hell is the name of that place?
Dress Barn.
No, for the house. She wanted to get some stuff for the backyard.
Home Depot.
Home Goods?
No,
Home Goods.
It's like a fancy store.
Home Goods.
Target.
No, a Crate and Barrel.
Oh, we got it.
So then we're going to one of her favorite restaurants for dinner.
Aww.
And I baked cupcakes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Nate.
How about that?
Look at you.
I'm calling partial BS on this beautiful day you have planned.
Why?
Because everything along that line, along the list of things you said, were things you're going to do also.
I was thinking that
you're
too.
You're getting a massage. You're going to dinner. You're going shopping for stuff for your house.
You're enjoying the residual from all of it.
Yeah.
You. Oh, really about yeah.
No.
Wow. I'm going to buy her lingerie that you're going to enjoy.
And where? Yeah.
Well, I got to be saying to you right now, I'm a little guilty of that too. When it comes for comes to gifts for the for holidays, whatever, I like to give things I can enjoy too.
So wait a minute, Brody. Like,
it's called an experience.
Yeah.
Right. If I'm going, okay, we're doing massages. I just sit in the fucking waiting room.
Yeah.
Is that what you do with your wife?
Like, massage yourself.
You sit in the car, Nate.
Here's what you do. You run errands that she would have run while she's out getting the massage and the mani pedi. You go do stuff around the house. You mow the lawn.
Can we get take a vote?
You don't do that.
Yes, I do.
You do not do that.
I do so for this podcast, absolutely.
Oh, for the podcast.
Yeah, no. I think for your birthday, you're supposed to do something fun with the person you love.
Right. Time spent together. Sheldon got me this thing to go see Ed Sheeran. It's like an orchestra playing only Ed Sheeran music with candlelight. And actually, it's actually tonight. But he gets to come.
See?
So he gets to experience, because it's an experience.
Not the same as a massage.
But you want to experience
Sheldon
it.
He's getting the massage.
Sheldon has to wait in the car. No.
Let me tell him that.
I don't know. It's okay.
Right. I like your plan, Nate.
Shut up, Brody.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Like for
I did something romantic. I got my wife a PS5 for her birthday. Oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got mine a new Dyson. I'm going to sit and watch her use it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Froggy, you're an asshole.
If for my birthday, Brandon was like, hey, I went and did groceries, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
No, but if he sent you to get a massage and then sent you with your friends to go see a Broadway show, that's nice. But he's like, I'm going to go get a massage with you.
Yeah,
then it's his birthday too.
Yeah, but Brody, if you're in a couple situation where you like each other, then you go and spend time together.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like, so I'll let you know.
It's all making sense.
There you go.
Yeah.
All
right.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Happy birthday, Heather. Oh, this feels so good. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What kind of cupcakes? Vanilla, chocolate? What are we talking?
Espresso frosting.
Are those your favorite flavor?
No.
And will there be leftovers?
Yes.
Maybe.
Did you make the frosting too?
They aren't that good.
See?
Well, sort of like those last things you brought in.
You needed to put them in the microwave. Oh. And British baking is a little on the drier side, Duran.
If you have to wake up a dessert by putting it in the microwave, let it sleep.
I think I left it in the oven a little bit too long.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No, I think it's cool that you're baking. It gives you something to do.
Yeah. I wish I could cook as well as you. Elvis is a fantastic cook.
Yeah, all the time. No, I burn shit all the time.
Yeah, but the thing that Elvis does is when he has a dinner party, he will practice making the meal the night before.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's the...
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
I didn't know that.
You told me. Remember you were having people over?
There have been times where if I'm going to make a new dish I've never made before, I will rehearse the dish.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Do you eat that dinner and then have it again the next night?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't have that same dinner back to back.
Why
like that.
Not? Leftovers, it's what you do with leftovers.
I'm getting ready to do that now.
What are you doing?
So
Lisa's out of town for a couple days. She leaves today. There's this one restaurant that I'd love to go to. She doesn't really love. I'm going to eat there 3 of the 4 nights she's gone.
Oh, nice.
Do it. Do it to make up for all those times she said no.
Right, exactly. Every time she says no, you know what? I'm going.
Thank God this, it may not affect most people, but here in New York City, we were about to experience a doorman strike. Doormen, and of course, the men and women. Doorman, is there a new
door person?
Door attendants.
And of course, people who work the building to keep it rolling. We're about to go on strike, meaning if you live in an apartment building here, you're going to have to take out your own trash, take it down to the street. You're going to have to, you can't. What's so funny about that?
Nothing.
Explain the laugh.
It's called owning a home.
Shut up, Scotty.
No, I thought someone else laughed. I was laughing along.
Yeah.
No. Backup laugh.
Sure.
Look, when you live on the 12th floor of a building and you're like hauling your trash down the elevator, up and down, and taking it outside, whatever. Maybe it's not that awful, but the good thing about staying in the city is you have the best restaurants in the world right there online, and you have them deliver to your apartment. We were not going to have that. So last night, I'm like, let me stock up. So I ordered pizza.
It was so good.
Oh, I ordered some pizza, and it was delivered. I'm like, I don't want pizza. I want Indian.
Yes.
So I ordered Indian, and I brought you guys the pizza today.
It was so good.
So I've got some leftovers at home. But luckily,
The men and women who work in our buildings are not on strike. Oof. I was talking to my friend Chris on the way out of the building today saying congratulations. And this happens every 4 years. They threaten to strike because they get a crappy deal, which they were getting this year. But they got what they needed.
Can we go back to Scotty poo-pooing the doorman situation?
Yeah, screw you, Scotty.
I just laughed when he said I have to take the garbage to the street. That's all.
Okay, yeah. Well, I will say this. I've lived in buildings that had doormen when I lived in the city and didn't have doormen. Vastly superior having a doorman.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Your packages get stolen. Yes. Yes. You don't have creepy people wandering your building, just the hallways.
Yeah.
And by the way, just because you're a doorman doesn't mean it's the most exclusive, building at all. Not at all. But they are unionized, and they really did a good job. And I tell you why. Because during pandemic, when a lot of people evacuated the city, and a lot of people stayed in their apartments, just hunkered down without leaving, the doorman showed up every friggin' day helped to make sure life was good for people. So,
I love my door people in my building. I'm like friends with all of them, talk to them, see what's going on in their lives. And I definitely feel a lot safer having them there because even though I live in a giant building, they know everybody who lives there. They know when somebody doesn't belong in there. They know who food delivery people, they know everything. They keep an eye on it. I love them.
I'd like to get one for my house. You think get a door person in my house?
That could be kind of expensive.
I gotta tell you, I also go a step further, and I love my door people as well. I use them to film my Instagram videos because I live alone.
That's why they're striking.
No. So I come down
like you.
How dare you? Scary.
I can't have every video of myself in my apartment facing me like this with the front camera. So I'm like, listen, I need to film this video for something. Would you? And they actually are great camera people as well. So I'm just letting you know. Sometimes they do stuff in my lobby and they work with me.
Oh, I hate
what
you
do
for
you do
your
lobby.
I know.
For
sometimes I can't get to the small of my back when I shower. I just call them and they come.
Don't laugh.
If there had been a strike, Elvis, would you have had to push the 12 on your elevator by yourself?
Do you know how many times?
I don't have an elevator person.
Elvis is getting ready to tell everybody to fuck off in about 2 seconds.
A HelloFresh delivery arrived at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get home until 10 o'clock at night. And they were like, Anthony, we put this in the refrigerator for you. And I'm like, yes, because it said perishable on it.
Yeah. Awesome.
He just did a client slip in.
Is your real name Anthony?
It's my first name. You know that.
I'm kidding.
Danielle, did you just have a stroke?
I'm kidding. Call you scary.
Again, I want to go back to what I said earlier. Just because you have a doorman doesn't mean you're living in the most posh, beautiful, billion-dollar building.
Yeah, look where I live.
But Elvis, I think another thing, too, people just assume it's like, they just hold the door. It's not more just holding the door.
My guys don't open the door for
me. They don't.
I get there with packages. I'm like,
I swear mine have watched me struggle before and laughed about it.
That's okay. They do so much more for us. I can get the door.
My wife Lisa has a doorman.
I broke
what?
Up.
My wife Lisa has a doorman. It's me.
It's you.
I do everything. Yeah, she
are
does.
Are you the concierge? Yes. Maybe more of a concierge.
Yes.
Well, you're tooting your own horn over there.
Oh, Danielle, you've been here. You know how it works.
Many years ago, I was dating a girl on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and there was a doorman. And I, you know, when we broke up, I wasn't happy about it. So I would show up and like try to get winner back. He was put in charge of keeping me out of the lobby.
Yep. They do that too. They keep out the creeps.
Security.
Yes. Yeah.
Keep out the creeps.
Yeah. Mike, the redheaded doorman, was like, I'm sorry, you can no longer come in the building. No! Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Maybe it was a good thing Mike was there.
Yes, probably was.
That's why you're not serving.
Then
time.
I had him film an Instagram video of me being sad.
Yeah.
All right. Doorman, done. It's just, doormen are just not relatable to majority of the people who listen to our show.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, New York City is not really a city that's huge this way. It's huge this way. We're tall. Mm-hmm. You know, we got lots of stories to live in, and it takes doormen. Anyway, what else?
There's something done? I wanted to know from vacation. So I saw a video of Scary having a beautiful dinner with his parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he takes out his phone before anyone starts eating, including his parents, to start filming what they are eating. Do you tell your mom and dad, hey, before you start eating, I need to take this video for Instagram?
Scary does.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you approach your parents like that?
Or did you have the chef come out and film for you?
I have my phone at the ready, and when the waiter serves...
Do you have a holster?
He's got like a holster move where he pulls it out.
Easter Sunday, and my father and mother, they got their way. We changed restaurants, and we went to go eat this place, and I'm like... This looks like a great Easter dinner, and it should be documented. I'll be looking back on these videos.
Yeah. Now, Scary.
Hashtag Jesus is risen.
Does your dad say, like, hey, Anthony, like, can you hurry the fuck up? Like, we got to eat.
He did say that. He goes, what? And he has the fork in his hand upside down, you know, and the napkin over the, you know, under the neck. And he's like, hey, he goes, I gotta eat my double cut Berkshire pork chop over here. It's going to get cold. So I said, Dad, I said, you know, you enjoying your Easter dinner? Yes.
You paint a picture. It makes it look like your father is like the Fred Flintstone of Brooklyn.
I know. Does he really say the whole entire thing? My Berkshire double pork chop.
Yeah. My Brontosaurus burger is getting cold.
I just envisioned his parents going, what are you doing?
That's my mom.
Yeah.
My mom.
Why are you doing this?
My father rolls with it. My mom is like,
I get it.
Anthony, must we film everything? Yes, the answer is yes.
The old line, God, what was the Madonna movie? It was a documentary when she was with Warren, what's his name?
Beatty.
Jesus, God. Anyway.
The black and white one, Justified.
I don't remember. But they were doing a scene of them in their kitchen when they were living together. And there's a camera in there. He's like, Madonna, can we?
When she had the vocal cord problem, and he went to the doctor with her, and she was filming herself at the vocal cord.
Exactly.
Doctor.
But the point of this is they were in their kitchen, and the cameraman was in there with them, and Warren Beatty's like, can we just get rid of the cameraman? Right. Madonna says, no, we're making a video. And his line was, I guess it's just not worth living if you can't have a camera watching it.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's right. You can turn those cameras off. This one can't.
No, you cannot.
It was called Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare. It's like, why do it if you can't catch it on camera?
I think that's one of the reasons they broke up, because he couldn't handle stuff like that anymore. It's like, this is done.
Okay. If you're listening to the audio of this, please go to the Instagram, because when Scary was wrapping up his conversation with his parents, you said, I guess you have to film everything. He was like, yes, you do. And he pointed at the camera and smiled.
Jeez, how are we doing, Frog?
We're good.
All right, we got to get out of here. Any other thoughts before we close this thing down?
Nope. I don't want any birthday gifts from Brody. That's the only thing I got.
You don't want a couples massage?
Get something from Nate. He'll go with you.
Get your groceries.
You do the massage?
Get us some groceries. You're right, Frog. We got to get out of here.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.